Hi, this is a dictation for Francie Hadley, F-R-A-N-C-E, H-A-D-L-E-Y. The date of birth is 8-2-1991. Date of accident is June 19, 2025. Date of service 2-19-2026. The patient presents today as a new patient visit for his accident that happened on June 19, 2025 in a boating accident. He was injured along with a few other people, and namely Andre People, A-N-D-R-E-P-E-E-P-L-E-S, and Jonathan Forrest, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N-F-O-R-E-S-T. A boat hit them head-on, and he fell. That is why he got the... He's a constant pain in the left shoulder. Cannot lift more than 80 degrees. And he was off work till November 25th. Details of the boating accident are as follows. On June 19, 2025, some part of the evening, he was sitting in the friends in a cabin of the boat. And the accident happened on Detroit River, Riverside Arena. Another boat hit T-bone. Causing extensive damage to the boat. The impact caused, he reported that he was standing between the sink and the refrigerator and he collided with both of them harsh. Although there was no bleeding, no laceration, no fractures, there was no chest trauma, pelvic trauma, abdominal trauma. There was no injury to the shoulder initially, only elbow and the left knee hit into something, right knee to the refrigerator. Oh no, I mean, there was no injury to the elbow or the left knee or the hips. But right knee hit into the refrigerator and initially he used to have pain in the right big toe, but now it is not there. History of presenting illness. Patient is suffering from various symptoms. He was initially taken to Redford urgent care. He did not go to the hospital and he has seen an ENT surgeon. Pain medication x-rays have been done. History of presenting illness, patient is suffering from headaches which are occupying front and back, right and left temple. They are moderately severe and they are reported to be 4 or 5, sensitive to light, sensitive to the noise. There is no nausea, vomiting, seizures or aura. Regarding the symptoms, a TBI patient reports of ringing in the ear but denies any dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. There is no history of seizures, loss of memory. Forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration. There's no nausea, vomiting. There is no blurred vision, spots in the vision. No taste problem, smell problem. In addition, patient is suffering from the pain syndrome is affecting his neck to the tune of 6 with radiation to the left arm involving 4th and 5th finger only. The radiation is going in the posterior part of the arm. Forearm, upper arm, and it is constant numbness. Pain in the left shoulder is reported to be around 6, and he has some difficulty lifting the arm beyond 80 to 90 degrees of abduction when he starts feeling pain. Some pain in the lower back is reported to the tune of 7.5. These pains are continuous as throbbing, shooting, cramping, aching, heavy, tiring, exhausting. Pain is varying from 4 to 7 and ADLs are affected 6. The pain is worsened. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down and improved with bending. So far the patient has had chance to do some x-rays and no motor weakness is reported for the left arm or right arm. In last 6 months, patient reports he has had 90 visits to the physical therapy and is feeling much better. And he saw a pain clinic in Macomb, which is too far. And he's doing treatment, pain medication. No injection or surgery has been done. He has done 60 visits to chiropractic. MRI was not done. as of now, according to the patient. Please review the records for the ADL system review, surgery, allergies, family history, relationship status, employment, and lawyer Mike Morse. Personal history, ADLs, as well as the diagnosis. Physical examination, 34-year-old gentleman, African-American, 5 feet, 5 inches, 135 pounds. Blood pressure is 153 over 103, pulse is 59, pulse ox is 100%. Temperature is 98. The patient is sitting comfortably, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. No acute distress, shortness of breath, severe pain phases noticed. There is no overt anxiety or lethargy or depression. Patient has a good attitude, demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without any adaptive devices independently. Rest of the exam comes from the template, including neurological, psychiatric, and musculature examinations that are all normal. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation comes from the template. Fine tenderness, none. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none. And trapezius and quadratus lumborum, normal. Hypertonicity, zero. Range of motion of the cervical spine is normal at forward flexion 60, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion is 30, bilateral rotation is 30. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative, but Sperling sign and Lerner test are positive. Destruction test is positive. Protowall test is positive. Myelopathy signs are absent. Thoracic spine, slum test is negative. And lumbar spine, Pudzianski Kernick test is negative. Third leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees. TLR is positive. CAM test, Begar test negative. Babinski sign negative. SI joints are negative. And iliocompression, distraction test, standing flexion test negative. Weber test negative. Gonsalin test negative. Extremities. Except for the left shoulder and left arm, the rest of the extremities are normal. Please use the template. Examination of the left shoulder reveals a normally appearing shoulder with normal contour, no contusion, laceration, no fractures, no tender points, no crepitus, no popping noise, unmoving. Passive movements is normal. On active motion, patient can do 90 degrees of abduction with no issues, beyond which he starts having pain. Slight motor weakness is reported at 4x5. Special tests were conducted. Anterior posterior apprehension test, speed test, near test are positive. Hawking Kennedy test was found positive. Plan of treatment is from the template treatment plan. The physical therapy has already been done enough, and hence we are waiting for PT evaluation and recertification to continue further treatment. The patient is released to light duty job 8 hours, 6 days with 10 pound lifting limit. Nothing else is checked. Medications are provided. Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Protonix 20 milligram twice a day for stomach pain. Ortram 50 milligram PRN for pain relief. Elavil 50 mg at night for GAD disorder, sleep, and pain relief, and Xanax 0.5 mg PRN for anxiety. Neurontin is provided for nerve pain, neuropathies. Lidoprim ointment is provided for topical pain relief. An MRI of the cervical spine, lumbar spine, and left shoulder is ordered to identify the pathologies and provide a correct treatment plan. The non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, referral to psychiatry are all yes. Fitness club, yes. International pain procedure will be decided after the MRIs are available. No MRI report from the before is available. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, attended care, case worker, none. Past medical records are ordered, released. Investigations, as we discussed, we already ordered the MRI. DMEs. The patient already has all the DMEs like transunit, which was provided. He has a back brace for further healing. Education is yes. Follow-up visit in 15 days. Thank you.